In the book of Romans, again, out of the 10th chapter, I'll read verses 8 through 10 again for your consideration. The Bible says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Supporting that this morning, Philippians 2 and 12, the Bible says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a theme this morning. Your salvation depends on you. Your salvation depends on you. Any time of the day, any time of the hour, God is always standing right by your side. And if you have not learned to lean on him, now is a good time to start trying the Lord. For if you learn to lean on Jesus, you will find that things will work out in your favor. Sometimes it may not be exactly in the time frame in which you want it to happen, but God is an on-time God. And one thing about serving God is that he will always come to your rescue. I wonder this morning, as we have sit here, we witness how good God has been to us, and we felt the presence of the Spirit of God, and we feel like we can just run what the end is going to be. But is there anybody in here that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've been leaning on the power of God? Hallelujah. How many of you know this morning that without God, you're going to fail? Without God, you have no hope whatsoever? Everybody in here needs the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a song that says, I need you, you need me. We need one another. But all of us got to have the Lord. Without God, you wouldn't be able to say that you can help nobody, because first of all, with God, you got to learn how to help yourself before you can actually help somebody else. And that's with God. So without God, what are you going to do? A lot of times in our lives, we find ourselves trying to help somebody work out a situation. And a lot of times, while we are helping them to go through what they are going through, we acknowledge the fact that we are actually going through ourselves. The Bible says the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So that lets us know that when our brothers and sisters may be down and out, when we talked about on last week, some way or another, no matter what, keeping the body together, when part of our body is suffering, then we are suffering. So when there's nothing else that you can do, there are times in our lives that we are faced with situations and circumstances that when we look at it in black and white, there's nothing I can do. Never, ever feel like there's nothing that you can do. You can always go to a higher source. And I'm not talking about that one in the family that always got a nest egg. I'm not talking about that one that you know that can get a prayer through. You know how we got certain rocks in the family. We know that they can get a prayer through, and we tend to sort of lay all of our burdens on that rock. But there comes a time this morning that you got to find out that you need to know God for yourself. We live in a time where we find it very easy to pass the buck and to lay the burden on others to take on the responsibility of the things that we need to do ourselves. We cannot continue to go through our lives with the fact that I can shoulder my responsibilities on Minister Davis or Reverend Jeter. There comes a time that I got to do something for myself. You cannot continue to allow any and everybody to be entrusted with your soul. When you give up your secrets, when you give up those things that you are going through, trying to find a helping hand, trying to find somebody that can reason with you or somebody that can agree with the things that you are going through, you got to be very careful who you confide in. Everybody with a listening ear does not have your best interest at heart. There is someone that will listen with an attentive ear, but they are also ready to go running and to go tell somebody about your shortcoming. So you got to be very careful. You know how sometimes we like to get caught up, and you know sometimes we get overly spiritual and we think that, oh, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and everybody ought to love me. Everybody don't love you. I don't care how much you shout, how much you talk in tongue, how much you walk the straight and narrow. There's somebody can't stand your guts. You never done anything wrong to them. You never said anything about them. You never even looked at them in a cross way. But something about you, they just don't like. But because somebody don't like you, don't let that hinder you from having joy. Don't let that discourage you from lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. If everybody that said that I got a big mouth and I ought to shut up, then I'd be somewhere sitting down. But I don't care about you talking about my big mouth. God gave it to me for a purpose, so I could open it up and tell you that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. God gave me a big mouth so that when you whisper and hunch one another, then my voice is loud enough that I can override what you're trying to bid across. You better let my members alone this morning. You see, I found out that everybody that come to church don't come for the right reason. That there's some folk come with all kinds of art in their heart. There are some folk come looking to see who gonna fall down short. Some folk come in saying that I know the choir gonna mess up this morning, but man, you're doing a mighty fine job. Make the devil out of a liar and live like somebody. Every black man is not locked up in jail. We got some good men right here. They might not be perfect. They're not. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But they're in the house trying to be like somebody. You better watch yourself. How you find it so easy to talk about everybody else. Everybody doing something but you. Something's wrong with that. But why is it when you do it, it's all right, but when I do it, it's all nasty? The same thing applies for us that applies for you. I can't preach my way into glory. I got my way into glory. There's some folk that's not going to like you just because you got a smile on your face. There's some folk that set a trap out for you and tried to make you fall, and they found out that when you fell, you didn't stay down there. You got right back up, and you told the devil, you're nothing but a liar. Anybody in here want to shake the devil off? Shake it off! Glory, 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 glory! I don't know about you, but I'm feeling something up in here. Somebody in here might be able to say that somebody prayed for me. But my question to you, have you prayed for yourself? One thing that my pastor went over and over again was that religion is nothing but common sense. Nothing worse than dealing with folk that got so much education, smart as a whip, and don't have common sense. common sense will take you a long way in life. Because if you learn the basic principles, do unto others as God would have them do unto you. If you learn to treat people like you want to be treated. If you learn that you got to give an account of how you treat your brothers and sisters. And don't dig down in that pocket of excuses and find a reason why you got to hate somebody because they talked about my mama when I was 12 and I still don't like them. But what you said about my mama didn't make it real. Sometimes we wear our feelings too much up here. Slightest little thing would brush us the wrong way and then we go running on somewhere else. But the Bible wants us to learn how to be still and know that God is God. The Bible tells us that out of all of your getting, get an understanding. You better understand why the Lord loves you so. King Solomon says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and understanding. If you want to read that, find it in Proverbs 1 and 7. To fear God is to hate evil. A fool here represents one who is arrogant and self-sufficient. One who orders his as if there was no God. You know how some of us, we so saved, we act like there is no God. Some of us so sanctified, we just can't get along with nobody. You ever seen folks so holy that they don't never smile? They so holy, they just stuck up. Just so full of themselves. Every time you see them, I'm highly favored in the Lord. I'm better than blessed. Hey, can't you just say sometimes? Why is it that you got to let everybody know wearing a sign on your chest, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and everybody ought to see Jesus in me? I don't have to have a sign on for you to see Jesus. All I got to do is walk the walk and talk the talking some way or another. My light ought to shine somewhere. Feel like walking? And I feel like talking this morning. About the goodness of the Almighty God. For I found out this morning that one thing is for sure. Everybody in here got to believe in something or somebody. And I wonder this morning, is anybody in the house? I'm going to pick it up a notch. Because I'm ready to go and see what the end is going to be. I'm ready to move on to higher height. I got some sick folk this morning that are waiting to see me right now. So I got to get through with this business so I can take care of the business at hand. See, sometimes you got to understand that it's not all about you. We like to complain sometimes. But when I look around in my life, I find that there's always somebody in a worse condition than I'm in. When you find time to complain, you ought to take time to look around. And you'll find out this morning that where you thought you were having it bad, there's somebody in your neighborhood that having it much worse than you are. You thought you didn't have your light bill money, but there's somebody in your neighborhood. Their lights already turned out. They don't have food to eat. They don't know what they're going to do. So you better learn how to be thankful for what you got. I found out this morning that there are two kinds of people. There are believers and unbelievers. To the believers, the Bible said that he gave them power to become the sons and daughters of God. When you come a son or daughter of God, you better say this morning that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power unto salvation. I'm glad this morning to know that every time I look around, God is right there by my side. Somebody need to know this morning that the Lord will make a way out of no way. Anybody in the house this morning? To know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. When I look at the word of God, I stop by to let you know that your salvation depends on you. But what is salvation? Salvation is deliverance from the power of sin. Salvation is redemption. It implied the ideal of safety.
I'm safely walking in the arms of the Lord. I found out in salvation that there's healing and soundness. Salvation comes in three tenses. First of all, the Christian has been saved from guilt and the penalty of sin. Secondly, the Christian is being saved from the habit and the dominion of sin. And lastly, the Christian will be saved when the Lord comes back. Anybody waiting on God? Anybody want to see the Lord one day? Then I come by to let you know that you got to do something for yourself. Paul says here to the Philippians, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but when I'm not here, that's why you got to serve God. You got to know him for yourself. It's got to be down on the inside. You can't wait on somebody else to do what you're supposed to do. The Bible says that every man, every woman must work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. Anybody afraid to walk in before God? Anybody in here this morning? Do you want God as your Savior? Do you want the Lord on your side? Then you gotta learn that your salvation depends on you. You can't wait on nobody to accept God for you. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That's the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible said that thou shalt be saved. But with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So I stop by to let you know that your salvation, it depends on you. You got to open up your own mouth. You got to talk to God for yourself. You got to stand before God and confess all of your faults. See, I found out that man don't have a heaven or hell to carry you to this morning. But one day, soon and very soon, you're going to meet the Lord. And when you meet your master, when he opened up the book of life, there will be recorded everything that you ever done. And you're not going to be able to say, well, Pastor K didn't tell me that. Well, I'm telling you right now that if you don't live right, if you don't hold on to God, then hell will be your home. But if you are not saved, you got to work out your own soul salvation. I can't do it for you. The deacons can't do it for you. Mama and daddy can't do it. But you got to open up your mouth. Anybody in the house, have you opened up your mouth? Do you want to confess to God? For God I live and for God I'll die. I found out a long time ago that if I hold to God's unchanging hand, that he feed me when I get hungry. He take care of me. He put clothes on my back. And every now and then, I found out that when I get weary, just like I told you a while ago, I learned how to shake the devil off. And after I get him off, I step on that devil and I tell the devil, get thee behind me, for I'm on my way. I'm going to a place where the wicked wind no blow. I'm going to a place where there's joy, unspeakable joy. I'm going to a place. They tell me my mother's there. I think my father's there. I know Aunt Fanny's there. I got some loved ones waiting on me. But they told me that they cannot crown him until I get there. Anybody want to go? Do you want to go to heaven when you leave this whole world? Are you saved this morning? That's what it's all about. It's all right to sing. It's all right to preach. It's all right to pray. But are you saved? Do you have God down on the inside? If you don't have God, I stop by to let you know that you don't have to turn a somersault. You don't have to foam at the mouth. You don't have to be slain in the spirit, but you can stand on your feet and open up your mouth and confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus died for your sin. Then you got to believe something. It's more than just talking about it. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith that I believe that the Lord is going to make a way. The mountain is not too high. The valley is not too low. The bridge is not too wide. Because I got somebody that'll help me get across. Come on and go with me to my Father's house. Your salvation. Your salvation depends on you. It don't depend on how well or how well I do not preach. But it's about what you believe. Are you a believer this morning? And if you are a believer, then you got power. And that power comes from on high. But your salvation is not laying on mama's shoulders no more. It's on you. What are you going to do? The Bible says that if you would confess with your mouth, and the good thing to know, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell none of these folk in here about what you've done. You can whisper that to Jesus. You know you can walk in faith and say, I'm tired of the life that I'm living. And I'm going to get up off of this pew. I'm going to stop worrying about what people think about me. Because let me tell you something. They're going to talk about you whether you do good or whether you do bad. So you just as well let them say something good about you. Let them call you a hypocrite. Oh, there he go again. Right back at the altar. He was drunk last night. Well, today I done sobered up. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, come on unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It only takes a moment for the God I serve to shine on us. Oh yeah, that one that's beside you might have got drunk with you last night. He don't want you to get up because you may be the one that bought it last night. You better watch how the devil use you. I'm through. You got to work out your own soul salvation. A lot of times the devil sets you up. When you get in there and you plumb broke, somebody step in with their pocket fat and say, I'm going to set up the house. You need to leave right then. Because you know you like a freebie. I found out that you just as well be real in God's house. When our children get it, it be raw. Don't nobody sugarcoat it for them. It be raw. And they got to take it. And if you hadn't prepared them for what they going to get out there in the street, you going to catch the hell when they bring it back home. You got to work out your own soul salvation.